Hello and welcome to our program today. I'm Beverly Hicks, and I will be reading from the Consumer Reports here on Sight Into Sound Radio. And we're going to talk about automobiles for just a little bit here. Get more comfortable. If your seatbelt or steering wheel isn't in an ideal position or entering and exiting your vehicle is awkward, try one or more of these tips. Okay, adjust your belt. Seat belts need to lie across shoulder to work properly. If yours rides lower, cuts into your neck, many cars have a fix. A seat belt anchor on the pillar next to your seat. This lets you slide the top of the shoulder belt up and down with a button. Fine-tune your posture. Emily Thomas, CR's Associate Director of Auto Safety, advises tweaking the seat's height, forward or backward setting, and seat back angles so that you can easily reach the pedals and drape your wrists over the steering wheel. You can also adjust the steering wheel. Finally, set the mirrors so that you need to move only your eyes to see the traffic around you. Add a helping hand. If climbing into or out of a car is difficult, a sturdy handle to grab onto instead of putting your weight on the vehicle's open door, which can move, may help. Tools like the Handy Bar by Stander, S-T-A-N-D-E-R, $35, will fit securely into a car's striker plate on the door frame, offering a stable object to grip. Save your favorite position. Tired of readjusting your seat and mirrors every time you drive? Most cars with power-adjustable seats allow you to program your preference into the vehicle's memory. Controls are typically on the door next to the seat controls or in the infotainment screen. Check your manual. For more expert advice, technicians from CarFit, that's car-fit.org, can help you figure out your car's safest, most comfortable driving position. You can also find someone to evaluate your driving and retrain you through the Association for Driver Rehabilitation Specialists. Both can determine whether special equipment like pedal extenders would be beneficial. Stay safer on the road. If your headlights are too dull to light your way or you need to contort yourself, just check your car's blind spots. Consider these features, ideas, and tools. Brighten up the headlights. Foggy yellowed headlamps can reduce visibility by as much as 80%, according to CR's research. If your headlights have become opaque, a product like the Sylvania Headlight Restoration Kit, which is $28, can bring back their original shine. Kits that CR tested took less than an hour to restore yellow, foggy headlights. You can also pay a dealer to restore them for $50 to $150. Try a driving assist. Newer adaptive cruise control systems not only maintain the car's speed, but also keep a set distance from the vehicles in front of you so that you don't need to use the pedals to stop and start in heavy traffic. Some advanced driver assistance systems can help keep your car centered in its lane or change lanes for you when you use your turn signal. Others allow hands-free driving on certain roads. You still need to pay attention, but this technology can let your feet and sometimes your arms rest as you drive. Check your car's manual for specifics. Improve your view. Your car's thick side pillars and rear seat head restraints may block visibility, especially when you're checking blind spots to change lanes. If your car doesn't have a blind spot warning system, consider adding an aftermarket helper such as the K-Source Fit System Blind Spot Mirror CO400 for $8. These small convex mirrors adhere to your side mirrors and reveal parts of the road that you might not otherwise be able to see. Keep your phone in place. If your car doesn't have a built-in navigation system, you probably rely on your smartphone for directions. A good quality mount, like the iAudi Ease One Touch Wireless 2 for $55, will hold it securely within your field of vision, even over bumps, reducing the time your eyes are on the road, off the road. And the bonus is it also charges many phones. Secure your pets. A car-ready pet harness can ensure that your pooch stays put in the back seat so that you can focus on driving. The crash testing of pet harnesses is limited, so look for one that has been certified by the Center for Pet Safety, like the Sleepy Pod Clickit Sport Plus. It's $103 to $126. Use your voice, not your hands. Early voice command technology in cars was often frustrating. The idea was great. You could simply speak in instructions, but the systems often misheard words or responded only to very specific phrases like, call home. Now, better vocal recognition software means that newer cars and phones respond to a much wider variety of voices and sentences. Some can handle statements like, I'm hungry, or find parking. Other cars can let you control functions like the temperature. These systems can still struggle with certain voices, so it's helpful to experiment while you're parked. Consult your car's manual to see which commands it recognizes. This next little article is called Steer Clear of These Accessories. Retail sites like Amazon and auto parts stores are full of baby I need that products. However, some can be dangerous, especially in a collision. Here are a few common items to avoid. Number one, seat rotators and cushions. Many airbag systems rely on seat sensors to detect occupants. Seat rotators, marketed as a way to get out of a vehicle more easily, and cushions can interfere. In a crash, they can also cause occupants to slide under their seatbelts. Number two, cup holder extenders. These are for bottles, water bottles, that are too large for standard cup holders, but big bottles can fall out and become lodged underneath gas or brake pedals. Stick with a bottle that fits in built-in cup holders or door pockets. The third item, steering wheel covers. Some steering wheel covers may look attractive or add a bit of visual fun to your car's interior. The problem? They can make the wheel harder to grip or can interfere with airbag deployment in a crash. Protect yourself from rising insurance rates. Here's how to reduce premiums, get more coverage, and find a provider that treats you well. It's no secret that auto insurance is expensive. In 2025, the average annual premium reached $2,320, according to the credit monitoring bureau Experian. That price tag reflects a 26% combined increase between 23 and 24, based on data from the Insurance Information Institute. The industry group says that the higher prices are due to several factors, including elevated repair and replacement costs, increased litigation, and larger jury awards. And there's no relief in sight. It forecasts that premiums will continue to rise, though at a slower pace. But the price increases don't fall evenly on all policyholders. A 2024 CR National Survey of U.S.-based auto insurance policyholders showed that rate increases varied widely among insurance companies. For instance, only 8% of Erie Insurance Group customers reported an annual premium increase of 200 or more, while 53% of policyholders with PIMCO mutual insurance companies reported such an increase. That means you can potentially avoid sizable premium increases and also save big by choosing an insurance company whose policyholders are more satisfied with their premium cost. And there's more good news. You can further lower your car insurance premium by taking the steps we recommend following on these pages. Some discounts are larger than others, but they can add up to significant savings. Step 1. Review and update your policy. Schedule an annual meeting with your insurance agent. Life events and simple changes to your routine can change your insurance needs, so it's important to make sure your coverage meets your current circumstances. For instance, getting married, moving, driving fewer miles, or even parking in a new location can have an impact on and perhaps lower your premium. An annual review is also an opportunity to discuss cost-saving options like raising your deductibility with your agent, who may be able to find other creative ways to save the money. Make sure you have adequate liability coverage. It's tempting to try to save money by insuring yourself only up to your state's minimum coverage limits, but that may not protect all of your assets if you're sued because of a crash. Auto repair costs and medical expenses have been steadily increasing, so it's very possible that the cost from a crash will exceed the limits of minimum coverage. How much coverage should you get? Bell recommends at least $250,000 in bodily injury liability coverage per person, $500,000 worth of bodily injury liability coverage per crash, and $250,000 in property damage liability per crash. Consider an umbrella policy. This liability policy provides added protection for your financial assets, including your savings, retirement, home, and future income, over and above what an auto insurance policy covers. Plans typically start at $1 million in coverage and also offer broader protections, including judgments against you related to libel or injuries someone might sustain on your property that are not fully covered by homeowner's insurance. Step 2, find smart savings. Raise the deductible, increasing it from $500 to $1,000, can shave an estimated $125 per month off your premium. Just make sure you'll be able to pay that deductible if you do need to file a claim. Reduce coverage on older cars. Collision insurance pays to repair or replace your vehicle if it's damaged in a crash. As your car loses value over the years, it may no longer make sense to pay for this coverage. Dropping it when your premium is more than 10% of the vehicle's value could save you about $80 a month. Of course, you'll have to pay out of pocket to repair or replace the car if you do have a collision. Well, I'm going to take just a quick break, then we're going to go back to how to save you on the insurance for your car. I did want to remind you, though, that you're listening to Consumer Reports on Sight into Sound Radio. And you can listen to Sight into Sound on HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, Channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as your smart speaker. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight into Sound Radio since 1967. Next up on the list is Step 3, shop for better rates. Compare quotes, and our recent survey of over 40,000 policyholders shows that it pays to shop around. Among policyholders of all ages who switched insurance providers in the previous 5 years, the median annual premium savings was $461. To get started, use a website such as Insurify, Jerry, or The Zebra to compare quotes from multiple companies. Always confirm the coverage amounts are the same to ensure an apples-to-apples comparison. You can also work with an independent broker who can answer your questions, may know ways to save you money, and can also help you if you need to file a claim. You might be charged a small fee for their services. Not all big insurance companies sell through independent brokers, but some of our top-rated ones do. UCR's ratings. Policyholders gave Erie Insurance Group, NJM Insurance Group, NYCM Insurance Group, and Wawanisa general insurance company, the highest ratings for premiums in our national survey. Start your search for lower premiums with these companies. Not all of them operate in every state. Avoid coverage gaps. Never cancel your old insurance policy until the new one is in place and you have proof of coverage in hand. A coverage gap of even one day can have disastrous financial consequences if that's the day you're involved in a crash. Step 4 is take advantage of discounts and programs. Bundle your insurance. Bundling home and auto coverage can save anywhere from 10 to 20%. More than half of U.S. households with both home and auto policies purchase them from the same insurer. Bundling does not always lead to savings, and the amount you can save depends on your insurance company and state. Go paperless. Amica says that its customers who switch to paperless billing and automatic payments can save between 2 and 4%, and this discount is not available in all states. Other insurance companies offer similar savings. Consider driver monitoring. Safe drivers are less likely than risky drivers to file claims, which is why insurance companies offer discounts to customers who participate in programs that monitor their driving through telematics. State Farm offers an initial 10% discount, and additional savings can be up to 30% or more, depending on the driving data collected and the state. Progressive says participants save an average of $322 a year. The monitors, which are installed in the car or work through a smartphone app, capture data such as speed, miles driven, braking, and the times of day that you're driving. The median savings among all telematics ushers in our survey was $120, but the programs are not without downsides. 4% of the people who participated in one said their premiums increased. Privacy experts also warn that collected data can be sold and is at risk of being stolen in a security breach. Take a class. Some insurance companies offer discounts of up to 10% to customers who complete a state-approved online or in-person defensive driving course, such as those offered by AAA and the AARP. The discount varies by insurance company and state and is usually offered for 2 or more years after completion of the course. In some states, the courses can also reduce points on your license due to speeding and some other driving infractions. Improve your credit score. A good credit score could help you qualify for lower rates. Making on-time payments, reducing credit card debt, and keeping your oldest credit card open are among the most effective ways to raise your credit score. Which cars cost the most to insure? The car you drive directly affects the cost of your premiums, so it's an important factor to consider when buying a new vehicle. Getting insurance quotes on a few different models before buying is a smart move, since vehicles with stronger safety ratings, proven reliability, and anti-theft features typically cost less to insure. You can start your search with this list that I'm going to share with you, compiled by the insurance comparison website, InsureFi. Based on insurance quotes for 2025, models from multiple companies, you may find that choosing a mainstream model over a luxury one could win you savings that add up year after year. Lowest cost to insure, the Subaru Outback SUV cost $2,015, the Ram 3500 pickup truck $2,044, the Hyundai Santa Cruz $2,120, Subaru Forester $2,184, Ford Bronco Sport $2,279, and Subaru Crosstrek $2,283. Now, the highest cost to insure was the Tesla Model 3. Next, the BMW i4. Those two cost $4,835 for the Tesla, $4,573 for the BMW. The other four on the list were Dodge Charger, Tesla Model Y, Cadillac CT5, and Ford Mustang under the sports car category. Top-ranked insurers for older drivers. Despite their years of driving experience, drivers 70 and older often face higher insurance premiums than middle-aged adults because statistically they represent a higher risk. Fatal crash rates increase between the ages of 70 and 74 and are highest among drivers 85 and older. Now, if you're 65 or older, it's important to compare rates every year or two. The seven companies below got top scores from policyholders in that age group. And those companies are USAA Group, Amiga Mutual Group, Erie Insurance Group, NJM Insurance Group, Mercury General Group, Auto Club Group, and Hanover Insurance Group. Now we're going over to the special buying guide, brands that make the best cars. We rated 31 automakers based on safety, consumer reports, test scores, and survey results. And the number one car, again, is the Subaru, or the brand, excuse me, is the Subaru. The BMW was a close second, holding its title as the benchmark luxury brand. Lincoln climbed 17 spots now that its small aging lineup has become more reliable. Tesla's significant quality and reliability improvements helped it gain 8 spots over last year. Audi dropped 10 spots due to the low reliability of new electric models and the discontinuation of the reliable A4 sedan. Chrysler now sells only minivans, 3 versions of the same model, and all have below average reliability. And GMC, with the low score, recently redesigned Terrain and Acadia SUVs, earned well below average reliability scores. Now, best and worst used cars. The best way to save money on a dependable car is to buy a used model that scores well in CR's extensive test when new and has proved to be reliable. While the average new car transaction price was $49,800 in November of 2025, the average used vehicle listing price was $25,730, and according to Kelley Blue Book, an automotive research and pricing company. Well, what follows here are the vehicles that have proved to be reliable choices according to data from CR's auto surveys. To make sure you don't buy a lemon, we've also included a list of the most problematic used cars based on that same data. So I'm going to go in here and tell you a little bit about the used cars. The best used cars, these 2016 to 2025 models, have above average reliability for the years listed. The vast majority of these came with backup cameras and active safety systems such as forward collision warning, automatic emergency braking, and or blind spot warning as standard or optional features when new. Now, I can't go through all of these best used cars because there's quite a list of them and they're done alphabetically by brand. But the good bargains, according to Consumer Reports, says it's very hard to find a reliable used model for less than $10,000 these days. But our surveys reveal 2 dependable options in that price range, the Ford C-Max and the Hyundai Ioniq. That's the 2018 Ford C-Max and the 2017 Hyundai Ioniq. And then if you go to the used cars to avoid, we have an Audi A6, BMW iX, Cadillac XT5, Chrysler Pacifica and Hybrid, Dodge Grand Caravan, several Ford models, Genesis GV20, and it says the 2016 to 25 models presented here have much worse than average reliability for the model years listed based on responses. The Ford Bronco Sport, Escape Hybrid, Expedition, Explorer, etc. The GMC Acadia, Canyon, Terrain, Yukon, Honda Prologue, Hyundai Ioniq 5, Jeep Wrangler 16 and 19 years. That's 2016, 2019. The Kia EV for 2024. Lincoln Aviator for 2020. Mazda CX-70 in 25. Mercedes-Benz C-Class in 2019. The Mini Cooper in 2017. The Rivian R1T 22, 23, and 24. The Ram 1500 in 2025. Toyota Tundra in 2022. And a Tesla Cybertruck, a Volkswagen Taos in 22 to 23. There were a few recalls here. The Ford Bronco for 21 through 23. Toyota, Lexus, and Subaru models that you would have to check on. I don't have any more time as I'm running out for today. So I would like to thank you for being with us and say that we are finished for this recording. I'm Beverly Hicks, and this has been a production of Sight Into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.
You are listening to Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.
This is not a public service announcement. This is a one-minute mystery.
Professor Puzzler posed a problem to his plastered pub pals. What are the last few hairs on a dog's tail called?
And here's the solution to our mystery.
The last few hairs on a dog's tail are called dog hairs. Of course.
And now back to our regular programming.
This is Bird Note. Bearded vultures have lived alongside humans for thousands of years. Though they're mostly found in Asia and Africa today, the vultures' ancient nests in Europe are like time capsules of a bygone era. Bearded vultures are large raptors with a 7 to 9 foot wingspan. They subsist almost entirely on bones and marrow. They raise their young in cliffside caves that are reused over generations. These dark, cool alcoves accumulate nesting material and food scraps. And while bearded vultures have vanished across much of Europe, their nests remain, like tiny, temperature-controlled museums. Researchers carefully cataloged the contents of 12 historical nests in southern Spain, where the birds haven't been seen in nearly a century. They found thousands of bones, dozens of eggshells, as well as hundreds of human artifacts. The hoard included fabric scraps, part of a slingshot, and a crossbow bolt. One nest even preserved a sandal made from woven grass cord that dates back to the 13th century. The researchers say these nests offer an unexpected glimpse of what life was once like for the people and wildlife that once thrived in this region. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Would you like to hear news from Bolton, Harvard, Hudson, and Marlborough that you're not likely to hear on commercial television or radio? Then tune into Audio Journal every Thursday at 3 p.m.
Are you elderly or disabled? Did you know each WRTA fixed route bus has a number of accessibility features such as a ramp to enter, a kneeler which can lower the bus, a securement area for wheelchairs and other mobility devices, priority seating for people with disabilities, electronic signage on the front, side, and rear exterior, a bicycle rack on the front exterior, an interior stop request sign, automated audio and visual stop announcements. Let us make your transportation needs easier and ride the bus with us. Call us with questions at 508-791-9782 or visit our website at www.therta.com.